Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast with Big Party and Molly. Ways in to get to us is bpscrasher@gmail.com. Or you can, of course, send us a message. You can text us. We get a lot of text messages at 402-915-0962. In reference to your driving, Molly, and your how you handle people.
Yeah,
my road rage. Yeah, we got a message from Valley, and she said that she likes to give the old big old thumbs down.
Boo!
Yeah, and I guess like that makes people angry as well. But thanks for your message. All right, so we're going to start off with, what we always start off with. It's the motivation, and I do not remember what we left off with. It was road rage type stuff.
Yes.
Let me give you the categories. It's road rage triangle. You have get stuck behind someone going 10 under in the left lane.
Okay.
Or someone doesn't use a blinker, then looks at you like you're crazy. Which one is your flavor?
Going slow in the left lane. Come on.
All right. Let's go slow in the left lane.
The truth is, you must keep going. Because you deserve to see what happens when all your hard work pays off. And because you're stronger than you think, braver than you feel, and closer than you realize. So don't stop, don't quit, because it's all going to fit.
Nice. Look at that.
Look at that.
So
that's
nice.
That's nice, isn't it?
It is nice.
Do you think that fits you?
I do think it fits me. I mean, it's you got to remind yourself a little bit sometimes. It's when you're in it, the only way out is through. And it's like when you're in it, it's so like you're vapor locked, right? Like you keep thinking. So I guess one of the things I trick myself with is how funny will it be when you look back and you remember how confused you were right now, not knowing what was coming. And now you know. So like the idea is like, you know, you're freaking out and you're like, you know what? I bet in 6 months I'm going to look back and be like, God, remember when I was freaking out? Because I had no idea that this was coming. And then
did
now
you, freak
you know.
Out? Were you freaking out about anything? I mean, I think we were freaking out, you know, a year ago when everything crashed on us. Yeah.
It's a freak out moment.
Yeah. It's
you
like
kind of have that moment where you're like, I mean, you and I both are, I mean, we've been at it a long time. I mean, you know, so at some point, you know, the ride's got to end. But still, when it ends, you're like, oh, right. I got to figure out what to be when I grow up now.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, with broadcasting, everything comes to an end eventually. Mm-hmm. And it's where you land after. I've seen a lot of people land in some bad spots and I've seen people land in good spots. And those people that I've seen land in good spots are you and I.
Listen to you. You're like, look at that. Isn't that nice?
How do you like that? How do you like that? I got a new camera I'm playing with behind me. I mean, in front of my face. When I move, it moves. When I move.
Do you have like the soft filter on?
I don't have a filter on it. That's just, it's a 4K. It's the top of the line.
That does not look 4K.
What does it look like to you? It's 4K. Trust me. It is. And,
maybe it's just the quality of what's coming through right now. Maybe when I watch the show, it'll be crystal clear, but right now you look filtered.
I do look filtered. Okay. Well, I think it's your stuff over there.
Maybe,
to be honest with you.
Maybe. But I'm just saying your old camera looked like what you look like. This
stop it.
Is a little soft. A little fuzzy.
It is not. It's a beautiful look is what it is. You're just jealous.
I am.
I wish I had
a camera that followed me around. like a puppy.
Hey, why not? It's fun. It's good. It's good to have new stuff, Molly. It is. You ought to try it sometime, like a bag or something.
Instead of all that hand-me-down stuff that I just keep acquiring, I should get something new.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Why not? Why not? I'm sick and tired of this cold. If you're listening and you're in summertime right now and you're way behind, it's cold and it's been cold. We're at the end of January. And speaking of that, we have somebody by the name of Lisa. Her birthday's on the 30th of this month. She's an Aquarius and wanted to get a lowdown on, you know, you call that.
Aquarius are interesting.
Are they?
Yeah. I mean, I'll have to think on it a little bit. I don't know a ton about Aquarius. I have a couple Aquarius friends. They're kind of secretive.
Are they?
Kind of. I mean, it's weird because their Aquarius is water, but they're an air sign. So they kind of got like that going on. But yeah, they tend to be, they don't talk a lot about themselves. I mean, I'm trying to think, like, it's kind of hard to get to know an Aquarius.
Is it really?
They're a little tricky. Yeah, they're a little tricky. Air signs in general, you're dealing with air. Like, they're like a little like flighty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you've got Libra, which is like a social butterfly. You got Geminis that are just like, you don't know what you're getting. The twins, you're like, is it good day or bad day? I don't even know. And then you got Aquarius, where they're like water sign named air sign. They're like, I'm all over the place. So a lot of times air signs are just sort of, you just, I mean, get ready. I mean, maybe I'm just saying that coming as an earth sign where it's like I'm just grounded and I just know that I'm right.
Okay. All right. So you don't have the, I guess my sister's an Aquarius. Her birthday was just the other day.
Really?
Yeah. So how would you describe, because she's the only Aquarius I know.
Okay.
So.
They're hard to pin down. I mean, they're kind of, Aquarius is sort of one of those signs that they just kind of are a mystery. Like, I don't know a whole lot about them and I don't know much. I mean, like, if you know an Aquarius, it's just sort of, it's hard to nail down. I don't know a lot of them. I know a couple of them and they're all just sort of like, you don't know a lot about them. They kind of keep to themselves. They're like I said, they're like very secretive. They're like a little bit of a mystery.
It sounds like my sister actually in a lot of ways. Huh?
Where they're not somebody who's going to sit down and talk about themselves. And if you ask them questions, they kind of sidestep them a little bit. Like, it tends to, like, they talk around stuff. Like, you can ask them a direct question and you don't necessarily get a direct answer. Like, it's really hard to nail them down.
Okay. That is pretty much my sister.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Even down to when, I mean, I know all kids did do this when they're young. But I'd ask her if we were going out to eat, like, if we're out to eat, what do you want to eat? And she'd say, I don't know. And I would say, of course you know. And she'll say, I don't care. And I'd say, of course you care. Yeah. So
I mean, I just think of the Aquarians that I know, they're fun. I mean, I can't think of an Aquarian that I know that isn't fun to hang out with. But like when you really think about it, like, what do you know about them? You're kind of like, I know. What do I know about you? They're like, I don't know. Let's talk about something else.
Gosh.
They're really good at sidestepping. Yeah, but you don't notice it until you go to think about it later.
Oh, so they're like,
that's the thing about it. Yeah. Like, you don't think about, like, you don't notice it until later on. You're like, you know what? Let me get a rundown of that person. And you start thinking and you're like, I don't know if they've really, like, we've had conversations, but I don't know if we've ever had like an in-depth conversation about, like, tell me what makes you tick. They're like, wouldn't you like to know?
People are so funny.
So that's been my experience. I am not very good when it comes to Aquarians. And maybe that's part of the sign, is that the fact that they're like, good, we don't want you to be able to nail us down.
All right, Lisa, I hope that's, I mean, you're pretty accurate on it. I find it amazing. I think we should leave those kind of things in the future to the after party unfiltered, because it's such a unique gift that you have.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's a really good That's a good ability to actually have. That's like some Rebecca Rosen stuff. And then you do, you know this stuff because you know it, because you read into it, obviously.
I just always liked it. Yeah, I was always interested in it. I mean, I used to get teased mercilessly by my dad. I mean, he was like, what kind of hocus pocus? And I'd be like, I'm telling you, man, there's something to it. I know that it's not everybody. And I know that, I mean, not everyone, there's a whole lot that goes into it too. Like if you really do get your chart done, it's wild. Like when you start realizing like what your moon's in and your rising and all this stuff, like it really starts nailing you down. You're like, oh boy, that's pretty stinking accurate. So that's pretty wild.
Yeah, that is. And that's just all by the, by when
like
you were
where you were born, what time you were born. So it's not just like, if you really do get like your chart done, it's like, you need to know where you were born, what time you were born. Cause it's all about where the stars were at that moment in that location. So that's why it's like everybody's kind of got their own thing going on. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Not everybody's got the same magic, right? Like not everybody's born at the same moment in the same place at the same time.
Yeah.
So that kind of colors it a little bit. So that can also make things. So these are like your sun sign is like, generally speaking, this is how you are. Like this is a pretty good starting point. But once you really start getting down into the minutiae, that's when you can really, really have a good time.
God, you, when we do this again and we break it down, let's get a, like a weird hat on you or something, you know,
weirder than the one I'm wearing now. And the only reason I'm wearing this is because I'm cold.
Yeah.
And my hair has hat hair from earlier today. And I was like, I'm vain and I don't want to have hat hair on the show. So I'll just keep wearing a hat.
Okay. All right. No, something more magician like.
Maybe like I could get a turban.
Yeah, like you know? a turban and maybe some type of feathery scarf.
Ooh, could really look like a real, real crazy person.
Absolutely.
Crazier you than bet. I already look. That's, yeah. You know, there you go.
That's the plan. Hey, Southwest is starting their new deal today. Yeah, or yesterday, actually. They started it.
Tuesday.
It's assigned seating now.
Now you get to pay to play. So what seat you choose, which, you know, basically tier group you choose is going to decide where you sit and when you board. So okay. Basically it's the same as any other airline. So you're paying for leg room, you're paying for premium seating, and that bumps you up to like getting on the plane earlier than everybody else or being able to stretch out. Because sure. You paid for the room.
Because
now they're just every
it.
Other airline. Now they're just everybody else.
Also, they used to have the you didn't have to pay extra for an extra seat if you were a heavier person.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You never had to do that because of the fact that it was just free seating. You know, it was just seating anywhere, sit anywhere. So
okay.
So now they changed that as well. Now
is
you
that
have
impacting
to...
your travel?
No, I'm just letting everyone know that you have to.
You seem concerned.
No, I'm just saying it. We might as well state all the specifics. I'm just saying if you're a fatty, then you're going to be. And I'm a fatty.
Oh my
so, hey,
God.
Hey, I'm a fatty too. Then you're going to have to pay if you can't sit in between the armrests.
Wonder and how they did that before, because just because it's open seating doesn't mean that you can take up two seats. You're only paying for one.
Yeah, but it was a free extra seat policy is what they had. That's what it was. So basically now you got to pay for it. But here's the good thing. I don't know if this works with all the other airlines. If the plane is not full, then you can get a refund.
They already have your money at that point.
I know
that they're not going to make it easy to get it back. They're like, for sure. Here are the proper channels.
That it says refunds for the second seat are only provided if the flight is not fully booked.
That makes sense because they can't charge you for something that like, I mean, really, there was nobody on the flight.
I know.
Though it feels more and more when I fly, there aren't empty seats like there used to be.
No, there's never an empty seat. They overbook. Don't they overbook? I hear they overbook. And that's why a lot of times they're just, you know, this place is full, and that's why some people get bumped.
I mean, that, you know, I get the overbooking, but now there used to be flights where it was a dead flight. I mean, it wasn't that it was overbooked. It just wasn't very booked, but it still ran.
Okay.
Now I feel like they've weeded those out as far as like they've gotten more budget conscious. And so there's less of those, like, nobody's on this flight. We rarely ever sell this flight out. Let's just go ahead and cut it. I think we're seeing more of that. More like, hey, we had a 1 o'clock and a 3 o'clock. What if we just combine them on account of the fact that I'd rather overbook one flight than have two planes go halfway? Your camera's really zooming in. It's interested in your face. Are you doing that? Face is taking up the whole screen.
Molly, you're talking. You're supposed to talk. That's not as many people watch as they listen. So
I'm watching.
At least explain it in real time. What's happening?
That's what I said. It's zooming in on your face. Your face is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You already had a big head. There wasn't a lot of room to grow, but you found a way.
That's not very nice.
You do have a big head.
I know I have a giant head. Are you kidding me?
It's hard nothing to do about size of human. People can have big heads and be like skeletal. You have a very good head.
It's a big head. It's a big head. It's hard for me to find hats that look right on me. Like, I don't even think this one looks right, but I just like to wear it because
it looks right. What doesn't look right about it?
I feel like the top of it is too high. It's like they got rid of the other ones. I have a Nike hat too. Uh-huh. Welcome to dumb conversation.
Brand, bitch. You're like, I've got a Nike, Reebok, Lulu, all of it. I don't wear just like whatever.
Lulu. Speaking of Lulu.
Lulu.
You see that whole deal going on?
What?
I guess. I don't know much about it. I just know that sometimes when some people wear yoga pants, you can see through them. I just always thought it was, I think it's because it's either too tight or maybe it's a knockoff or something.
Sometimes the material is just not great. Lululemon had that problem where everybody was like, don't be so fat and wear them. They're like, or maybe just make decent quality pants that don't show off every part of my body.
Well, that's the thing. They came back with that whole deal. I don't know if there's a lawsuit, but they came back.
Didn't they
with
learn
that.
Their lesson the first time? That guy got like blackballed. It was like the CEO. He's like, well, maybe don't be such a fat ass wearing our stuff. You're not supposed to. Everyone's like, oh my God.
He had to disappear, remember?
Yes.
So they came back and said, well, you guys should need to be wearing skin tone underneath. Underwear or buy skin tone colored yoga pants.
What?
Yeah, that's what they said.
To wear underneath your yoga pants? Like, now they want you to buy two pairs of their really expensive yoga pants?
No, like skin toned. What they're saying is like skin toned underwear. Skin toned underwear.
I love how you have to wear specific underwear to wear stupid yoga pants. They're supposed to be like you're phoning it in. That seems like a little bit of an effort if you have to consider what undergarments you're wearing.
I know.
This isn't like I'm going to the ball. You know what? I'm going to that black tie event. I've got to make sure I've got the right underwear. That, yes. I'm going to the store and I'm going to wear my $300 yoga pants. I better make sure I'm wearing the right underwear. Nope.
Yeah.
That's a product fail.
I would agree. I was just out the other day and I saw some lady, you can see right through them, and she was wearing black underwear and she was wearing black yoga pants.
Normal.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But the thing is the yoga pants, you can see her skin through it. So you can see her underwear, her thong or whatever, completely clear. I always want to tap on her shoulders and go, ma'am, do you know that, you know, this is happening.
Like, touch me again and you'll pull back a stump. Why are you looking at my ass, weird stranger? Eyes up here.
I'm a butt man.
Yeah, be sure to mention that to the lady at Walmart.
Mention what?
That won't go viral. She's like, say it into my camera. Say it to my face in my camera.
Like what? I don't understand. Say I'm a butt man.
Excuse me, ma'am. I can see your underwear through your pants. And then she says, how about you not check out my ass? And then you're like, I'm a butt man. She's like, oh my God, you can't make this stuff up. These are the conversations that you get at Walmart. But I think if you wore flesh-colored underwear underneath that, it would look like she didn't have any underwear on.
Yes.
Like at least with the black underwear, you may be seeing it through the black yoga pants, but that makes sense. Like you're wearing dark yoga pants, you'd wear dark underwear. But if you were wearing nude-colored underwear underneath black yoga pants, it would look like you were seeing her actual butt flesh.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Excuse me, ma'am. I see your butt flesh. She's like, say that to my face.
I'm a butt man.
I'm a butt man. Her husband comes out of the frozen food aisle. What'd you just say to my wife? You're like, nothing.
I'm a butt man. Yeah. Well, that's Are what you? I.
Is that a thing?
What, looking at butts?
Yes.
I don't know.
Stop it. I don't know. What? I've never thought about this question before.
The sweet Wileen listens.
Yeah, did you check out her butt?
Yeah, all the time. I'm always grabbing on that thing, slapping that ass. Oh, yeah. Go, team, go.
Go, team, go. We're not in the football huddle.
Mm-hmm.
Slap. Slap.
I know. I think she got mad the other day because I got a really good... you know what really hurts is when you slap a butt and they have their phone in their back hand in their back pocket.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds like it would.
Yeah, that hurt. That's done that. I've done that a few times. I just didn't see the phone and then I just, you know, hit that ass and I was like, ow, and she's like, yeah, there you go. That's what you get. I'm like, what do I get? I'm like, a butt man.
A night on the couch. Stay away from me. I hate you.
What's going on with your skin? You're having a little skin freak out. What's going on?
Oh my God.
What's that?
It's so cold and so dry. And so I take like lava showers, right? I mean, it probably could like burn the skin right off my body if it weren't negative 35 outside. Like I just do it to bring my core temperature up. But I don't moisturize. I'm like stupid like that. Like I don't like the way lotion feels on my skin. It always feels so greasy. I don't like it. So I don't moisturize.
So you got like leather skin.
No, I don't. Leather skin? I don't. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't. I mean, I don't have dry skin, so it's never been an issue. So Monday, I'm getting ready to go to work, 2:30 in the morning. It's cold and dark. So I spend 20 minutes in the shower. I mean, it is seriously, I'm surprised there aren't blisters on my skin. It's so hot. I love it. I'm like a salamander. And I get out and my skin's red, right? Because I've been underneath a hot shower. But I got dressed. I didn't think anything of it. And then at work, I'm like, ugh. Like, it feels scratchy.
That's because you're itchy. Your skin's all too dry.
So I go into the bathroom and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I pull up my sleeve and there are bumps all over my arm. Like it looks like I have the measles. Like it is and just, it is
completely, from dry skin then? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't sleep with the humidifier. I am part mer person. I have to have like a 50-gallon humidifier going in my room every single day.
We do too.
I took a crazy shower. I have a vitamin D deficiency right now because like I went online and I'm like, okay, what is this? I know it's not measles. Like I know I'm not, but that's what it looked like. I mean, it looked crazy. And I was like, it's not eczema. You just don't suddenly wake up one day with eczema.
It's a rash. You gotta
no. And so that was the thing. Like, rash. So I am like on. I am Google searching. I am like at work, and I am just like 40 minutes just going through like images. Like, I wonder if they have an IT person who's like, I don't know what's up with the new girl, but she spent 40 minutes looking at scabies the other day. So
they're like,
you might want to give her a bit of a perimeter.
Like, she's always never coming to work. Right. She's always sick. She had that sick throat
thing before, and now all of a sudden she's got some skin condition. Who hired her? She's the worst.
You know that they're going, that's that girl. That's her that again.
Girl, the new girl. Don't touch her stuff. You better wipe down everything. She is a walking petri dish. So I go so online.
It's a rash of some sort.
And I, this is the thing. I didn't even notice because I don't pay attention. Thank God they had like a Aveeno lotion in the women's room. And I'm like half stripped in there, like squeak, 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 like rubbing it.
Did Alice come out and go, hey, who used my damn lotion? It's probably the new girl.
You might want to throw that out. She touched it. No, it's a public bathroom.
Okay.
It's not like a private, like it's not like a one stall. Like it's like a room you go into. It's got a bunch of stalls, but there on the counter is body lotion. And I mean, I was like, thank God. I didn't know how I was going to make it through the shift. I was like, my skin is on fire. Like, I feel like I am crawling out of my skin. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And there is lotion. Yeah. There is no lotion in the newsroom, but I'm like, I can't.
Don't like, use their can't. Lotion. Yeah, you can't.
Well, no, but I can't be like.
Yeah, exactly. So is it better? Is it better yet? Yes. Or okay.
Yeah, I've been applying lotion like it's a job.
You dried like, your seriously. Skin out. If you're not using lotion and you're taking those hot showers, that's what they say. They say in the wintertime, don't take hot showers. You don't take a cold shower. I take hot showers too, Molly. The other day I stood in a shower for probably 45 minutes, however long it took for the water to run out.
Feels great.
And if it feels awesome, I can stand in there amazing. All day. And then yeah. I like to put it on my feet, like just yes. run the shower on my feet. Because mm-hmm. that's how you get your body temperature going.
That's what I do. On yeah. those really cold days where I can't get my core temperature up, I'll fill up the bathtub with hot water and just sit.
I do that too.
On the tub and just put my feet in. I'm completely dressed. Uh-huh. Except for like from the knees down. And I just sit there and put my feet in there. And it's like a foot soak. And
I do too.
Bring my core temperature up. Oh my God. I
do the same thing.
I
had thing.
No idea. I thought I was the weirdest person ever for doing
no. that. No. You know, I'm a bath taker. I haven't taken a bath in a while. Actually, I might do it after we're done here just to take a bath.
Yeah, you are usually a bath guy.
I'm a bath guy.
You have gotten out of the.
I just haven't taken it in a while. I don't know why. But yeah. But that's what I would do also if I needed to get warm. I would sit on the edge. I'd pull my pants up to my knees and just, you know,
yeah, like I'm having just a, like warm up your feet. Once deal. Your feet get cold, it's like you're game over.
Have you
so
ever,
here's the thing is that okay. Since I am not a lotion person, like I do have lotion. I have this one that's really good. It's like an oat milk lotion and it's supposed to be really nice for your skin, but it does have a fragrance. And now that I have gotten such dry skin, like I can't have anything with perfume. I can't wear perfume. I mean, like my skin's like, nope.
Okay.
So I was talking to one of the ladies at work and she was telling me that she uses like Eucederm or something like that. I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's like really expensive. Like I looked it up online. It's like $21 like for a little jar.
Yeah, but I know. Like, I mean,
better work.
Why didn't spend some good money on that kind of stuff? And
she says she gets the stuff for works. Eczema, even though she doesn't have eczema, but it's really good for dry skin.
What again is eczema again? What is that again?
It's that like skin condition. People get it. It's like it's rash, but it's like patchy rashes.
Okay. All right.
I like you'll have it like okay. just like a circle or something. It's okay. very common.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not contagious. It's just like something people have. But my point is that I don't have it. Like it was all over. I was freaking out. I was like, yeah. Why chicken pox? Because I feel fine. Yeah. And I've had chicken pox before. Like,
people at work are like, geez, this girl, man. What the?
I gotta go home. I gotta put on lotion.
She won't eat and she brings when we say it's a cookie exchange, she brings 14 dozen cookies and you're supposed to
she doesn't eat
wine.
Any of them. She's it's weird.
Never
she doesn't eat anything, but yet she always has something going on.
Hey, we got to give the keyword, the love yes. word. We'll call it the love word aww. Or the humping word. What do you want to call it? What kind of word is
the
it?
Love word. I don't like that hump. So awful.
All right, this is for the Valentine's Day. Don't screw this up giveaway. I'll just say really quick what it is. Hope your mouth starts watering. Tomahawk steak and ribeye steak. I want a steak now, just saying that. From Kinko Meat Company. You guys need to check those guys out too, by the way. They're fantastic. Their links are all on our contest contest page when you enter. Spa Packers from Dark Horse Salon. Should check those out too. They can probably help you out. Great. If you have weirdo skin like Molly, you got a bottle of vino. That bottle of vino is going to be a good one too. It's coming from the show. We make our own. We make our own wine.
I use my hands, my arms.
I use my feet. She uses her arms.
Everyone's like, never mind. Yeah.
And also Omaha Lancer hockey tickets. We got a pair of those. All right. So all I got to do is enter, and then you're going to win. Someone's going to win everything. What's the keyword, Molly?
The keyword is pink, P-I-N-K, pink. Oh, it's so cute. That Cupid stuff. Pink.
Yeah. So all right, that's it. We're going to get on out of here. Remember to like, review, and follow. If you're watching, you know. If you're not, you don't. So there you go.
Yep.
All right. We're going to skedaddle. We'll see you guys on Friday. Have a safe, warm couple of days. Yes. And we'll see you then. Do yourself good, peeps. Squirrel.